Weekly Life.
I think there's a song that has a lyric in it called This Is It. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, a big week in Washington after all this conversation about what's going to happen with health care. We have been talking about this for 5 years. The buildup, the town hall meetings, the push to pass Obamacare, and now the push to see what happens to the constitutionality of the whole thing or a part of health care. Ultimately, guys, it affects all of us. Are you single? Do you have a family? Do you have a condition? Do you have a kid in college? Everybody's health care is very personal, very much an individual thing. Are you off the charts healthy for now? Do you have something coming up down the pike? Hopefully not. I hope you're all thriving, surviving, and very healthy. And nothing like a curveball with something that happens to your health that sends you into a tailspin trying to navigate, first of all, the choppy waters of whatever your insurance company is. Because you know how that is. You just have to have a mountain of patience. And some of it's probably good coverage, but it's just being able to navigate it in the first place and make your decisions about health care. Then there's the question of what's covered, what's not covered, pre-existing, all that kind of stuff. So the upshot is, what will the Supreme Court ultimately decide to do here? Decisions, 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 big ones that affect every single one of us, including do you have your own company? Do you work for somebody? Makes a big difference. And it definitely makes a difference of single individual versus how many people in your family you ultimately have to insure. Because if you're talking about young kids, middle kids, you know, kids with conditions, whatever it might be, or, you know, maybe your kids are grown and you have grandkids and you're concerned about them. And you should be, because all of this stuff is what trickles downhill ultimately to the people who come after. It's those people that are no longer is there a gold watch guarantee. So now we don't know what's going to happen with your health care. Stay healthy. Eat healthy. Watch out for poor quality foods. Seriously. It's unbelievable the times we're living in, isn't it? I know we've heard this before. It seems like every generation says it, but I think it's really, really true. The other big thing coming out of Washington, what the Supreme Court decides, not just on health care, but shockingly, because I really thought this was going to happen on Thursday, Arizona immigration law, the so-called tough immigration law, it could have a rippling effect, especially in the Southwest and Southeast, where some other states have kicked in their own immigration laws, where they're saying, you know what, the federal government isn't helping us, we're overrun. We're overrun in the sense that our schools are taxed, our hospitals can't bear it anymore, and they're passing the costs on. That's part of it. I don't know how many of you know this, but because of the fact that you have what I'll call the illegal situation of needing health care, about $1,000 is hidden in what you're paying every year. You're paying close to at least $1,000 already for other people. How about that? This is another thing that's happening that has nothing to do with the robes and the judicial branch. It has to do with the legislative branch. And that would be what happens with a full vote of the House on contempt for Eric Holder, the Attorney General. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa really wants this thing to happen. And he says that the refusal to turn over documents related to the failed gun op was clearly a cover up, but not everybody agrees. Another California lawmaker, Congressman Javier Becerra, who we've had on the show, and we've had Issa on the show a long, long time ago, too, has a much different opinion. Take a listen to what they both had to say about this contempt vote.
You can't play liar's poker when you're looking for who killed somebody, when you're looking into this kind of a crime, and when you're looking into the cover-up. It was deny, delay, and recuse. That's what we've been dealing with since February 4th of last year. If those documents say what Eric Holder says they say, we might, in fact, dismiss contempt in either case. But I can tell you one thing here. If we get documents that do show, cast some doubt or allow us to understand this, we'll at least delay contempt and continue the process.
Well, we should be talking about jobs, about student loan interest rates going up, about getting a transportation bill done that creates 2 million jobs. Here we are, witch hunt, fishing expedition. That's not how you spend the taxpayers' money. Oversight is the Congress's responsibility. But what we have here is overreach. This committee is trolling for all sorts of stuff during an election year, and I think after November, it's going to disappear.
All right, witch hunt or cover-up, what say you, America? And I don't know, do you agree that who cares? Let's focus on something else. See, normally I might say that, except for that Eric Holder has put us in precarious positions before, so this guy unchecked is not a good thing. To me, he's a liability to the Obama administration anyway, and why he wasn't booted early on in the administration, I don't know. Because of all the people surrounding the president, I think he's his biggest Achilles heel, besides Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security. Some of the things that have happened there are mind-boggling, too, as well. But this isn't about Homeland Security. This is about Eric Holder and whether or not he's just, you know, why is he covering this up? What is there to the death of the Border Patrol agent that was killed by one of the guns that was part of the gun op? You know, the parents want to know. They're suing the government. They want to know how their kid died. They want the details. What were the internal documents? What was being said? Did he know about Fast and Furious? Because he says he didn't know about it until the Border Patrol agent was killed. So how high up in the Justice Department did it go? You would think, where you're talking about big money, big risk, lots of potential fallout, that this would have been thoroughly talked about, would have been all the way up the chain. How do you, I mean, certainly it's not a bunch of ATF agents sitting in an office in Arizona saying, you know what, I think we're going to just try to get some money from Washington and buy a whole bunch of these guns, and let's get those in-between guys. Let's get the messengers, get the handlers, the so-called straw men out there walking these guns, and then we'll be able to really bust up some of these where these guns are being smuggled to. This is perfect, and we can trace them back. I just don't buy that. There had to be somebody clearly much higher who would sign off on this. Why would the Attorney General not be informed of that? Think of the Attorney Generals in the past from any administration, Democratic and Republican, how hands-on were they with something that would be considered a pretty big operation? And the answer is they'd have to be informed unless the chain of command is broken and there is no chain of command, because the top cop has to answer for that. If you're the Attorney General, you got to answer for something like Fast and Furious if it blows up in your face. It makes no sense. Hey, if you want to weigh in on healthcare or anything else, feel free, 855-266-8. Meet you inside B. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are mine.
A quick session of odds and ends, but first let's go to Zach, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind?
This whole thing with Holder and Napoleon and Obama, I just feel that they're just a bunch of treasonous rats.
Well, you know what? Then you gotta vote. You know, it's all about voting.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, see, here's the thing. It's not, people forget this, it's not just about the guy who's in office, it's about the people around him in the
absolutely.
In the spots, in the cabinet spots, because
absolutely.
They make a difference.
It's the cabinet that really does influence everything.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, because that's who the delegation is to. They delegate to that person, and if they
and that's where the fallout comes from.
Yes. Yes, and that's why I said this before. Zach, I wish you called in a couple years ago. We did this great show on who would you give the pink slips to? Forget whether you like Obama, can't stand Obama, or whatever, but who would you have given the pink slips to? And I said Napolitano for sure, but Holder too. He would have been absolutely gone. And even
Holder
Tim Geithner.
Holder would have been gone a long time ago, believe me. If I was in charge, I mean,
bad decisions. I mean, he almost made the decision to blow up New York again, because if they had moved the Guantanamo guys, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others, that would have been more than disastrous for that city. And just even for the United States, they were talking about where they were going to house them and all this other kind of nonsense and all the pressure of Gitmo.
Absolutely. And he is still there.
I know.
And what are we doing? Questioning whether or not this guy is truthful?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is why Congressman Issa is saying, fine, then just hand over all the documents. We don't have a problem. And we're, you know, if you didn't do, if there's nothing here, because here's the thing. I think, and this is what I was told by a pretty good source in Washington, they really believe that they have him pretty much acknowledging Operation Fast and Furious and knowing what was happening, knowing that it was existing. So he couldn't deny that he didn't know it.
Of course.
Yes, and that's why they won't turn over the documents. That's why executive privilege.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it's not a witch hunt. It's you just decide. I mean, how do you have people in place like that? I mean, think of other administrations, Republican
it's
and Democratic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're going to vote.
It just blows my mind.
I think they're going to vote,
and
Zach.
It breaks my heart because I love this country and everything that has to do with it. But then we have these things that come around and people in positions like this that do things like this.
That's why you have to really pay attention to who's running and who are the people around them that might be in those positions that affect us.
All around them.
Yeah. It's the
not just right now, but previously in their lives.
Yeah.
And the folks that are representing them on the sidelines, but everything.
Yeah, who's most likely to be part of the cabinet? That's so, so key. Zach, thanks for the call. And it is very disheartening, some of the things that have happened. And this is why I say, like Obama or not, whoever it is, like to me, Tim Geithner is another liability. He's just a link to Goldman Sachs anyway, which is the whole Wall Street thing, which is what's interesting. There's no way that Obama or the Obama administration could say that they're not involved with Wall Street. They're not involved with big corporations because you know how there was that whole, let's try to portray the Republicans as the one percenters. They only care about the wealthy. But then you've got the president who's doing the same thing as Mitt Romney or any of the Republicans as far as raising money. Some of the dinners, especially with Obama, have been set up by big-time Wall Street guys where they're $35,000 a plate or whatever. But this is that same song that we keep singing, and I think we get that. The American people have woken up to what's going on. I mean, the sleeping giant is not sleeping anymore. People have all this stuff on their back of trying to keep their head above water and whatever's going on with their family and all the things they are trying to keep in play and juggling. Most people I know, and I'm sure many of you, you're juggling different balls. I mean, that's life anyway, right? There's something about the chaos of it all. So it's easy to bury your head and not be involved with what's going on. But I have to say I'm very proud of this audience. This is very active, huge, with thoughtful emails about how they're frustrated and why they're frustrated and what it is they see. And not just people who wear an R on their chest. Plenty of people who are Democrats are frustrated. Plenty of people who are independents are frustrated. That's why there was a big push for Ron Paul, because so many people liked at least some of what Ron Paul had to say. While he goes off the reservations in some areas and that I wouldn't even agree on, there's something to a lot of what Ron Paul has said, like with the financial situation, how we're printing the funny money, because we are. We're not really tracking what we're printing. It's called quantitative easing. So really, if you look in your wallet today, the money is represented by what we're buying our goods with, but it is almost like funny money because of what's backing it up and how it's, when there's a problem, boom, they press that button. Let's just print more money. It's like a little button. It reminds me of the cartoon Richie Rich. Just pump a button and we'll print more money. But what's really there in the end, it's a house of cards, like the Federal Reserve and whatnot. So, needless to say, people are paying attention to who's running. And you got to remember this. I always say this. If you don't know who your congressman is because somebody switches up or your senator, just shoot me an email and I'll tell you who it is. Because if you pound on their door, if you get enough people, if there's at least, here's what I was told. If you have at least 25 people who call on an issue, whatever it is, something that affects your state, something that is bigger than that, something national, whatever it is, if you call them and you have, there's 24 other people who at least call, then they're paying attention. Then they're going to hear you out. Then they're going to go to a meeting or they're going to listen to the frustrations of the constituents. If nobody calls and it's all quiet, then it's business as usual. And that's why healthcare got the hackles up of so many people, because of the way it was being driven down everyone's throat initially. It was going to be a quick vote right before everybody recessed for the summer, and then, of course, it exploded, and it took it over a year, and the lack of what was really in it or wasn't in it, all of that was argued, and then ultimately it came down to a vote. But the reason that it took that long is because people woke up to what was happening, and they started to complain to the people who were representing them. So never, ever think that there isn't power to the people, because there is power to all of us. It really is what that document says. We, the people, we are electing people that they serve in a way at our pleasure. Now, they always say that, so for example, Eric Holder serves at the pleasure of the president because the cabinet members. Well, the people who represent us serve at our pleasure because we elected them, or we could have elected the other person who was running or the other people who were running. So you have a say, and you have to push to get it out there. If you have to look around you, and there, I guarantee if there's something that's a hot button thing in your neck of the woods, like Kentucky with coal or some of the other things that have been bandied about in other states, immigration, illegal immigration, whatever, you get on that horn, you start to call, and trust me, it'll make a difference. Mountains will suddenly move. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we have our weekly re-rack, two of our best guests of the week. You don't want to miss this one on illegal immigration, a true insider. That's coming up next on The Flip Side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Couple of days has been the president's shift, radical shift, on immigration, and talking about the younger set in immigration, 30 and under, the students, the visas expiring. You know, we've gotten into all the specifics of it, and we'll continue to do that on the show. But joining us now in the wings in our virtual green room, you've seen her, I am certain of it. She's all over the place. Fox News Channel, she's a frequent guest and contributor there. She's been all over radio airwaves, all over the place. You can catch her, too, at Town Hall and other spots as well. Sherilyn Harley Laban joins us. She is a member of the National Advisory Council of Project 21 Black Leadership, that network, and we've talked to several people from it as well. Great stuff. Always on top, the watchdog. I call it the watchdog group. They're watching what's happening. And she's also the president of her own public affairs firm. And, of course, she is. She's so connected. She was a political appointee in the George W. Bush administration? She was also a spokesperson at the Republican National Committee. If I sat here and did her resume, we'd be out of time. So without further ado, let's get Sherilyn in. Hey, I can't wait to meet you. You're going to be at the convention, right?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
All right. Well, I will see you at the convention because I'll be there as well. We'll be broadcasting from there. Sherilyn, your gut reaction when you heard on Friday the big shift on immigration, if you will, the deportation aspect of it. Probably a million or so, or just under a million, would be affected by that, people who are in the country illegally.
Yeah, 800,000, I think, is what they're estimating. My gut reaction is this is a Band-Aid. This is a Band-Aid going over a big sore, and it's merely a stopgap measure, right? Because obviously a long-term solution is necessary. But here's what I find so curious about the whole thing. It's, yes, is it a political move? Some Democratic strategists have called it brilliant. I'm not sure I would call it brilliant, but I certainly would call it strategic, right? Because I don't think much of what President Obama does is brilliant. So I will call it strategic. But here's the curious thing, the timing. If, in fact, you believe what President Obama says when he says, I had a mandate coming in 2009, and I had overwhelmingly won the electoral vote, and I had a Democratic House and Senate. If this was so important, and believe you me, Kate, I do think immigration is very important because you're messing with people's lives, okay?
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
serious. If it was so important to this president, why didn't he pass it in the first 3.5 years? Certainly in the first 2, when he had full, you know, carte blanche with the House and the Senate. Why? If it was so important, why didn't he pass it then? Because that would have been the time to do it, my dear. That's when he had all the votes.
Right, but the reason now, and as you know, and you said that you alluded to it as much, as you're talking about the timing, the politics of it, and the fact that there were a lot of people in Latino groups across the country that were very upset because they didn't get what they thought they were getting with this president.
They sat on their duff for 3.5 years, and now seems as though he's talking to Hispanics because he needs their vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
But think about, look at the way he's done it. I mean, if you really break it down to how this is going to work, you know, it doesn't lead to permanent residency, right? I mean,
right.
They don't have the authority to do that. It essentially grants you 2 years of deferred action, which is essentially a commitment that they will not deport you, right? And, you know, you're going to have to go through some sort of background check because you can't be convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor or multiple misdemeanors or any other problems that are going to show up on a, you know, on a fingerprint check, right? Because if that's basically the only way they're checking you.
Sure.
If you're undocumented and you've gotten into some trouble before, then your fingerprints are going to be in the database. If you've never gotten into any trouble, then you're not going to show up, right? So that
right.
makes sense. That aspect makes sense. But, you know, the problem is, and I say this with caution, and, you know, I would even say, a bit of sadness, because we are at 8.2 unemployment, right? And now you're going to have 800,000 people, okay,
sure.
Kate, who are going to be looking for a job and now can do so legally, which means they can also eligible make the full minimum wage, right?
Right.
So, but we're already at 8.2 unemployment. And if you look at, for example, in the black community, that's almost 17% unemployment. And get this, among black teens nationally, it's 38.2% unemployment.
Terrible.
Okay, so Kate, where are the jobs? Okay.
Right.
Great.
Right.
You've got 800,000 people now who are essentially going to be full on in the workforce. And where are the jobs? So you're doing this and you haven't come, you still don't have no message, no record, no plan. That's my consistent thing here with this administration. No record, no message, no plan. And now you've made it possible, which is great, for 800,000 new workers to be in the workforce. And we don't have any jobs. So what's the method to this madness? I would think you should, again, let's go back to when you came in January 2009, when we also had, 9% unemployment at that time? What
sure.
you should have been working on was a jobs plan. Before you start messing around with health care, immigration, you should have been working on a jobs plan. And now we've got nothing except 800,000 people now with the right to apply for a work permit and looking for work. And where are they going to work? Where does he think they're going to get jobs? Doing what?
Right, there's no jobs. Absolutely.
No
you
jobs.
You spelled it out. You spelled it out.
Yeah,
do you,
no jobs, Kate.
Do you, I agree
okay?
with you.
I mean,
I agree.
Is this just utter nonsense or what? I mean, does anybody else think this is just does not make sense whatsoever?
Oh, I think you're, and with this audience, definitely, they understand that the jobs thing is with such smoke and mirrors. I mean, you said it, the constant problems that you've seen. I say that the one word I use is it's an ineffective administration, but it sure sounds good sometimes. But if you really just listen a little harder and watch the way things are rolled out, everything pretty much falls flat, and there is
it
definitely no
transparency. It absolutely does.
Oh, yeah, and there's no transparency.
No. And, you know, again, I understand why people are, I mean, this is very exciting. I mean, what a great opportunity. You know, you're not going to be deported, and you now have the right to apply for a work permit. But work where?
Right.
Where?
Right.
Can somebody please tell me, where are the jobs?
Yeah, all right? I agree.
Small businesses can't plan. Corporations are not interested with our corporate tax rate. They're not interested in expanding. Why should they? We're not making this a very hospitable environment in the United States for businesses to grow, for corporations to stay here. Mm-hmm. And now, again, estimated 800,000 people are going to be looking for jobs. I wish I could be excited for them, but I have no idea where they're going to go.
Right, so we're going to be stuck again and watch what happens with the unemployment rolls and of course, people struggling beyond belief. Really, if you take a stroll down Main Street, you see what it's like, and we get pulled further and further apart. What do you make of now, because Marco Rubio, of course, is saying, you know, shelving the DREAM Act idea, and some people are speculating as to whether or not now this kind of pushes Marco Rubio off the possibility of the undercard of being the vice presidential candidate. Do you think that this hurts him in a roundabout way?
You know, he really has been, and you know, as we know, you know, for the past, 2 months, he's been trying to come up with something.
Yeah.
He's been working diligently. So it's not that he hasn't tried, okay?
Yeah.
But let's face it, you know, the president is the president of the United States, and he circumvented Congress.
Right.
He's come up with a rule. He has politely told Janet Napolitano that, you know, she cannot deport or prosecute these people, correct?
Yes.
So he circumvented the legislative process, and once again, at the 11th hour on Friday, he's come out with this new rule. And now people are trying to scramble to figure it out and think about it. You know, once again, you have the federal government, which is essentially mandated a new rule, correct?
Right,
just
right.
Just like Obamacare, just like so many other types of federal legislation. And now, think about it. Governors, mayors, people at the local level, now they got to figure out how they're going to deal with this. I mean, think about it in these big cities like Miami, Los Angeles. Now they've got all these people who are going to be out looking for work legally. These governors and these mayors, they're struggling to find jobs for people, to get companies to come to their states. And their
oh,
cities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
I mean, they've created, once again, you know, it's the trickle down. Okay, here I am in Washington, D.C. I've mandated this rule, and now you lower people, you figure out how it's going to work in practice. Right?
Yeah.
And again, it's summertime, Kate. These kids are looking for jobs.
Right.
Now, remember, Starbucks is a great job now. A great place to work because people with masters are working there. I mean, we've got a serious problem here. People with master degrees are baristas at Starbucks.
I know.
Good jobs for people. You've got the kids who don't have jobs now. They're looking for summer jobs. There's nothing available for them.
Right, and they get knocked out, of course, by the other workers, as you say, who are overqualified.
By the kids. They get knocked out by the kids who have regular 4 degrees.
Right.
And then even those jobs are knocked out by the kids with master degrees.
I know.
Who can't find jobs in their field.
I know. It's so crazy.
You know,
it's crazy.
It's very much a vicious circle. If you break it down, Kate, to how this is going to sort of affect people's daily life, I mean, there's some serious implications here.
Yep, from state to state, you said it absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We're out of time, Charlene. You are definitely passionate about this stuff, and we have to have you back on again. Will you come on again?
Absolutely. Come on. Anne and I, Kate, and thank you so much to your listeners for having me as well.
All right, we love it. Give us a call, 855-266-KATE. Charlene, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Hope
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Clemens and the fact that he walks now after 10 weeks. This trial really went on and on. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You can weigh in on our poll, in or out of the Hall of Fame. In other words, he doesn't get entry into it. Or, yeah, let him in. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE, or go to americatonight.net, click on Press 4. You can do it that way as well. That's how you can keep in touch with us through Press 4. Don't forget to enter our contest. We're giving away a free iPhone, or if you don't want the iPhone because you're stuck in some contract with some other cell phone company, no worries, because you'll get $200 instead. Either way, it's a perfect time to enter, because I said this before, it's not like HGTV where they give away the dream house, which is really, really sweet, except for a gazillion people enter and you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning. Very thrilled to welcome our next guest to the show. He is the major jury consultant. Jason Bloom is his name, and he is the president of Bloom Strategic Consulting. He consulted on this Roger Clemens case. As I said, it was a very long case. So we helped the attorneys, especially in picking the jury and looking at the jury, certain signs, things to look for. That's a specialty, absolutely, of Jason Bloom's. And he's been involved with some pretty high-profile cases, so I'm not surprised that they reeled him in on this one. So we thought it'd be fun to kick it around with him and get his insights into what happened here with Roger Clemens and actually the result at the end, the excitement over Clemens being clear to this. Jason, thanks so much for coming to the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. Couldn't be better, brother. I'm telling you, life is good. Life is good for you because it was nice for that pickup. What you do is you help the attorneys out and tell the listeners some of the specifics. When you get that phone call, what is it they're looking for from you, especially in the Clemens situation where, as I said, it was such a long, drawn-out process?
They're looking for, can we win this? How do we win this? And what type of jury do we need, basically?
Yeah.
And that's where I come in.
So when you looked at that situation with the jury, how did you? What were you looking for? So this is a particular kind of case with a very well-known athlete. I mean, who doesn't know who Roger Clemens is, especially where it all played out? What was your advice, or what were some of the things that you looked at to advise the attorneys when they were picking the jury for this one?
Well, we were really looking for blank slates, people who did not know anything about Roger Clemens, steroids and baseball. We wanted to get rid of sports fans, and there's not a lot of them, actually, in Washington, D.C. They haven't had a baseball team for a while, not a lot of baseball fans. But people who had not already made up their mind. We knew going in that if you were a baseball fan, you probably thought that Roger Clemens used steroids. We knew that if you had never heard of Roger Clemens and you were not a baseball fan, we had a shot. So a large majority of this 12-person panel, which started as 16, whittled down to 12, were not sports fans and knew very little, if anything, about Roger Clemens, and that was a plus. That gave us a chance. It was really interesting, you know, because there is this public perception, or at least there was, before the trial, that he, in fact, used steroids. And you know, at the end of the day, Kate, the most remarkable thing to me is that if the general public really met the one person on the planet who has made these allegations that he injected Roger Clemens with steroids and HGH, I think the entire world would have reasonable doubt, just like this jury.
Yeah, talking about Brian McNamee, you're talking about the trainer and all that happened and ensued there. And the other thing was, of course, you know this in your conversations, I'm sure, with the attorneys and whatnot, but a lot of people, and maybe some people don't realize this either, a lot of people came to Clemens's aid, a lot of teammates. Derek Jeter was pretty vocal after this, and others saying, see, we told you, you've got to let the process go. And there were a lot of things that people didn't know. And they said a similar thing about, you also have to look at the person who's making the accusation. So you weren't surprised by that, I bet.
Well, after watching him testify, I can remember one day Brian McNamee testified for about 5.5 days in total. And I can remember maybe the fourth or fifth day when he was on cross-examination, we took a break. Judge asked for a, you know, mid-afternoon break, and Rusty Harden walks out of the courtroom, and I'm standing out there, and he looks really, really mad. He walks up and he says to me, I can't believe the government is relying on this guy for their entire case. And that just says it all. This guy, and if you knew him, if you watched him testify, you would have reasonable doubt too, because, you know, you hear the allegation and maybe you're going to believe it. You hear that he's got DNA or physical evidence and it sounds believable until you, much like this jury, actually looks at the guy, looks at the character of the accuser, and actually looks at this physical evidence, which really didn't amount to a hill of beans.
Yeah. As you said, you were looking for the blank slates. Nobody was a baseball fan. That's what you were looking for. So at some point, I assume, because this is what you do, you go in and you're kind of trying to take the temperature of the jury. Did you feel good as you were watching this process and would get updates on the process and whatnot? Did you feel good that this was going to be the outcome?
There were good days and there were bad days. Certainly,
yeah.
certainly the fact that Rusty Harden did such a great job cross-examining Brian McNamee. The guy literally was making up lies and making up stories as the trial was progressing, as his testimony was progressing. A lot of the things that he lied about, he just didn't need to lie about. That's what was so odd about the entire thing. And, you know, I felt good. We all felt pretty good after the jury was picked. The judge had a really great process. It allowed both sides, the government and the defense, to talk to each prospective juror, learn about any biases or opinions they'd formed and things like of that nature, which would be important to know in deciding whether or not they could be fair and impartial. And, you know, at the end of the jury selection, we were very, very happy with that jury. And that basically told us we had a shot. And and everything else that happened afterwards, we kept feeling comfortable about it, but you don't ever want to get too optimistic.
Yeah. So when this whole thing finally, you get the verdict, and you realize, wow, this is a win. What was that moment like? I mean, that moment in the courtroom for anyone standing there, and you've been there a ton of times, Jason, so you know. But what was that moment like?
I have been there in many occasions, but was not there in this particular time. I know that it must have been extremely exciting. I talked to Roger and Rusty last night. I think the entire team was ecstatic, as you might expect. But I got to tell you, Kate, these lawyers, Rusty Harden and his partners at Rusty Harden and Associates, they worked tirelessly. I mean, these guys just didn't want to stop working. They were all dedicated and devoted to the cause. And, you know, Roger, they had Roger's back. At the end of the day, they had his back, and they would do anything to see him walk away with an acquittal. It was just amazing to work with those guys.
Yeah. So maybe there's a lesson in this to people who are listening. You get in trouble, boy. You want attorneys that have, as you said, have your back. It's not just another case. It's not just a high profile case, although Rusty certainly has a great reputation, but they were really into this, like you said, and they were working day in and day out to try to make this, go away for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They had a whatever it takes willing spirit. Which
yeah.
is just great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Love what you do. I think it's cool. It's like you're like a little doctor. You know that, Jason? You have the microscope and you get to see what happens. You get to observe. It has to be just so exciting for you because you've done lots of different things. And this is, again, here it is, an athlete. And then you see ultimately the results. So does that mean you go out for a big steak afterwards that night?
I don't know. You know, it just, at the end of the day, Kate, it makes me smile to have had both the opportunity and privilege to play a small minor role in a major league success.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Good play on words. See, that degree is paying off for you. Jason, always fun to talk to you. Jason Bloom, Bloom Strategic Consulting. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.